Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! Yeah! It's time to Hustle and Shine. Reporting live from the Brown and Kruger Studios, Brian B. Shining.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 91, currently 64, fair skies in Grandview.
Heidi!
Are you feeling on this National Boyfriend Day / kind of premature Red Friday? We got to still call it Red Friday.
Yeah, you better clean that up. I felt disrespected for a second.
Well, I mean, they play Monday, right?
Now, yeah, Monday Night Football against the Jaguars. That means we're going to have Cheryl Underwood on the show. We got room for that. She's going to be at the Funny Bone this weekend. We need some laughter today, D.
Yeah, we do. We got it up with Cheryl and we got it during TMG. We'll be diving into Glorilla as she sits down and speaks on the arrest.
Is she in the beef too?
No, she's not in the beef, you know, she's handling some court issues with her being arrested after she had burglars in her home. And of course, Diddy. We got to talk about him and his sentencing.
Oh, we do?
Yep.
You freaky frog.
All right, y'all. Your motivation on the way in about 10 minutes. We hustling and shining on a Forget About It Friday on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jams.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Nothing of value is created by waiting until the last minute to put forth the necessary effort. Go ahead and get it done. The sooner you take a difficult action, the less time you'll spend burdened by the necessity of it. At your earliest opportunity, get it done. Your work is better when it is calm, intentional, and relaxed. Rather than being rushed and filled with anxiety, do the work now. You won't make anything easier by putting it off until later. Do your future self a favor and do the work right away. If you seek to get ahead, there's a straightforward and accessible way. Work ahead. Minimize the time you must agonize over and maximize the amount of time you spend knowing it's finished. When there's anything to be done, go ahead and make it happen. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
6:25 on your time, high of 91, currently 64, fair skies at Swope Park. Congratulations to actress Gabrielle Union as she accepts the Entrepreneur Impact Award at Variety's Entertainment and Technology Summit.
Be honored. All I wanted to do was help and make sure that I covered the most vulnerable of us and centered the needs, wants, desires, fears of folks who have been historically marginalized. And I found that when I do that in my art and in my entrepreneurship, my soul sings.
Shout out to her. She's been literally in every single classic movie and TV show that I've watched. And she's typically in roles of outspoken women who are kind of in their boss era. I mean, she was on Bring It On, we know that. Deliver Us From Eva, Daddy's Little Girl, Think Like a Man, Cadillac Records. It's so many movies and TV shows that she has been in. So big shout out to her. And if you know some of Gabrielle Union's story, you know that she did overcome a lot and she continues to speak on behalf of women that might not have a voice. So
I do it, girl. I was giving it to them, okay?
Hello. Now, B, do you use Snapchat?
Not no more.
not in several years.
Okay, well, I am amongst one of the people that have a lot of memories on there. I might not use it, but I have so many college memories, and I store them there. Well, according to sources, the social media app Snapchat will begin charging people to save any memories exceeding...
You got to be kidding me.
5 gigabytes, and that ain't much. Now, users were will get temporary storage for an additional 12 months, but after that, they will have to download their content if they do not want to pay to save it. So if you've ever stored those Snapchat memories, it might be time to download them and move them somewhere else. But you're going to have to pay for someplace. And this is unfortunate.
Where does Snapchat find the audacity? Ain't nobody use y'all like that no more. Taking our talents to TikTok and Instagram. Bye.
I need it for storage, so I need y'all to figure something out. But that's what's going on Snapchat.
Good luck, D.
Yeah. Good luck to me. I'll figure it out. My pocket's going to be hurting for some.
Hi, I'm Mayor Quint Lucas. Tune in to All Things KC every Monday morning. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Hot 103 Jams presents the Hood Do Food Reviews. It's going down today, 4:42 p.m. during the Playmaker Show. Find out the hottest restaurants and hidden gems in Kansas City exclusively on Hot 103 Jams. You ready to do it with me, D? Ooh-wee!
It was a long time ago, 1974 to 78, and yet it continues to be an important part of my life as I reflect back on my political involvement over the decades. I am very aware, as a former Jackson County legislator, of the history of Jackson County. It's important not only historically, but as we move into the future. So I'm delighted to play this minimal role and will certainly be cooperative any way that I can over the next few weeks.
That was the voice of former Kansas City Mayor Kay Barnes. She's going to serve as a temporary Jackson County executive. And, look, man, if it wasn't for Kay Barnes, it wouldn't be no Sprint Center or a T-Mobile Center now. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be the downtown before Kay Barnes and after Kay Barnes, two totally different worlds.
Yeah.
Amongst the other wonderful things that she's done for the city. So Thank God we got somebody in there that's trustworthy for the next month or so.
Yeah, and I know she was nearly in the mayor's office for almost a decade. And then her being also the first woman to be elected in office, so... Interested to see how all of this goes.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy Jay White did it. And guess what, man? I wake up to Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Shout out to all the cousins that are getting up hustling and shining with us and hitting that Hustle and Shine text line. Shout out to Miss Shanae wanting to send a big shout out to the Kansas City Dynamite dance team, the coaches, and the parents. So big shout out to them. And shout out to Megan, Melinda, Margot, Marquette, Maya, Michelle, Miko, Lil Sunny, and one of our cousins sending some love over to us. That was sent over from Kiera, always slamming them jams. I know that's right. Shout out to Danielle. Vet, and big love to Rich Harris that's tapped in, and Brandon Blake on the Twitter side. We appreciate you all each and every day.
So Nathaniel Bennett, my dog, he wants to shout out his daughter Imani Howard from Casey Moe. She turned 10 on October 1st. I'm a little late, but I had to do a special shout out. Man, he hit me up about this like 3 or 4 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I just forgot about it on the first. My bad. But Imani Howard from Nathaniel Bennett, happy, happy, happy birthday. Yes. Happy 10th birthday. And also shout out to KCPS. They had the mentoring kickoff event for 2025 last night. I had the chance to host it. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Kiana McGee. She's the KCPS mentoring program coordinator.
Nice.
Mentors are essential to our babies at KCPS because a lot of our babies, they grow up in some circumstances where they don't have mentors at all. They don't have any adult figures that they can look after. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it that's the way of life sometimes where we are in some KCPS neighborhoods. So thank you, Kiana McGee, for having me. It was it meant the world to me, D. So Appreciate it.
I love that.
Wanda, stand up. This is Tez Carter. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. And don't forget to slam that Z.
One of my favorite guests on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, you legendary comedian Sheryl Underwood. She's in the building up Hustle and Shining. How you feeling this morning?
You know what? I'm feeling good. I'm ready to come to the Funny Bone. I got a great show. It started off as the Mix and Mingle Tour because I feel like in this country, we need to mix and mingle and get to know each other. But then every time people was interviewing me, they was like, why you working so hard? Don't you have money? You was on Def Comedy Jam. You was on Comic View. You was on Laugh-A-Palooza with Jamie Foxx. You got all these good friends. You was on CBS. You ain't got no money? No. Like most Americans, I need a job. My CBS show was canceled in December. So I'm out here working like everybody else. I'm getting my hustle on. So that's why we changed the name of the tour to the I Need a Job Tour. And for this weekend, while we got, furloughs and, and layoffs and people losing jobs, I want to help people. If you bring one person that bought a ticket, come with that person if you lost your job. Let's get this list started because I want people to laugh and have a good time while they focus on what they got to do in their life.
Well, I love that.
Yeah, in Kansas City, there are thousands of people that are going through that. We have a lot of federal agencies here. But I'm curious about this because I remember back in the day, you was a proud Republican. Are you still a part of that party today?
I'm still in the party. I'm still registered as a Republican. And a lot of people say, well, what's up with the white supremacy, Cheryl? What's up with the Christian nationalism, Cheryl? Look at what they doing to people, Cheryl. Well, I got to be in the party to effectuate the change. And in the show, I talk about why I'm still in the party. I don't agree with what they doing. But if there's not a lot of us to go, who voted on that? That's what we doing now. Somebody's got to stand up in the party. All of us ain't corny, okay? All of us ain't drinking the Kool-Aid. And if we stand up, the first thing they really need to do, they need to start lighting them up in court. If you light them up in court, you ain't got time to do this diabolical stuff. But when people say, like I was just on CNN talking about Jimmy Kimmel, as a lifelong registered Republican, I really believe I am a blue dog conservative Democrat who is a registered Republican who thinks independently. So I want to bring America together and show if you stand up and use the process. This dude got control over all three branches of government. What he don't have control over is God. What he don't have control over is the people. What he don't have control over is these streets. And until everybody starts using their right to vote and standing up and fighting back, this dude gonna keep getting away with this stuff. So I want to be at the meeting so I can hear what's going on, call y'all and go meet me at the church. I'll tell you all about it. It's about to be some I was about to cuss.
Don't hit cuss, cuss. I encourage it.
What? Y'all can do that on y'all show?
Well, I mean, we
will censor it.
Yeah, I'll take it out.
Well, listen. That's why, let me tell you something. And I'm gonna give y'all some stuff that I'm getting ready to do. Y'all saw me on Club Shay Shay, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And y'all learned a lot about me. Well, I'm bringing my own podcast out and I'm coming back to terrestrial radio. Why? You guys are important. Radio. Listen, black people do not believe that Jesus is coming back until Hot 103 Jams say where the Lord will be. Jesus will be at the Epicurean. Oh, did I say that? Sorry.
Yeah, yes, you did.
Hey, the Epicurean was the spot. Is it still open?
It is still open.
Listen, under another name.
It's what?
It's under another name.
It's not the Epicurean no more.
Mm-mm. Nah.
Man, listen. Back when I was chasing the teeth, you know.
who was the one that was on your line?
Huh? Well, I was trying to get Priest.
Priest Holmes, okay.
Yeah, I was trying to, but you know, I go down up and down the roster. You know, sometimes you got to, you know, you got to go to different, you know, different people. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You got to go different places. You got to go defense, offense. You know, sometimes
special
you get
teams
in through the team doctor. That's right. That's right. Sometimes
sure,
you got to go through.
I thought you might have been a Harrison Bucker type. I don't know.
Well, listen.
She probably
I
can
go
fix
with
a mean sandwich.
And then I can't go with somebody that know who I know. You know what I'm saying? Because I only got one good skill, and I'm good at it. And once I put that down, people winning Super Bowls over here. Look at the teams that's doing well right now. I'm over here getting these youngins. And holla at your girl. And don't call me Andy, though. If we together, I ain't your Andy. I'm your girl.
The original Dre and Michelle. Cheryl Underwood.
That's right. Hey, let me tell you how I'm making money. I'm over here winning these little yachty contests, little yachty lookalike contests. Put $1,000 down. Which one of us is little yacht?
What? I didn't put that together. Look,
neither did I.
Put it together.
I see it, though. Is that your son?
You say it.
Is that your cousin or something?
Listen, I'm up here cleaning up. They were like, dang, I don't know which one. I'm winning stacks. I'm winning stacks on stacks on stacks on stacks. But for real, I'm bringing a podcast out, and I'm bringing a terrestrial radio show.
Okay.
Because I need advertisers to advertise on your station and all stations. Why can't I use my name, face, and likeness to do ads on your station? If we don't make money, then terrestrial radio may not exist. So we got to start stacking this paper, get these corporations to advertise. People say, well, why should I advertise? Well, McDonald's advertise every day like they just opened. Burger King over here advertise. Everybody advertises. So why aren't they advertising on your station? Let's bring in this money. Car dealership, grocery store, restaurants, everything. Small business, big business, corporate business. And if you are a politician and you don't put ads on this station, how you think you gonna get our vote? Because that's one of the reasons, and I'm gonna talk about it show, why I think the Democrats are losing. Stop taking us for granted. Come get that vote. What y'all want to ask me?
Ask you about this Red Lobster / speed date that you had did a while back. I didn't know if you were still doing it. I needed to know, how did it go? And if not, if you're still doing it, you're going to be in Kansas City this weekend, and you need to let the men of Kansas City know what you're looking for.
Listen, I'm looking for a man. I don't care what the age. Y'all saw me on Clutch JJ. You heard me say I go from 35 to 95. I'm looking for a man who understands that this is a part of my life. This is how I grind. I will date a dude that work at the gas station because I know I'm about to get honey buns and Doritos and a tank of gas from my boo thing. You know what I'm saying? Race does not bother me. I've sampled everything God has made on the buffet of love. I don't mind if you have children. They just need to learn how to talk to other adults when I'm with them for the weekend that you got them. So I'm not the type of girl that... Now, I do like a baby DeBarge. Now, I like a pretty man. You know, I like a baby DeBarge. Why you laughing?
Curly hair, light eyes.
Yeah, because my crush, remember when Steve Harvey had his talk show and he brought my kindergarten crush, and that's what my kindergarten crush looked like. Now, a lot of people say, you're a Republican, you don't like yourself, you don't this. No, I like who was the first person that sat next to me doing cookie and milk time and kissed me on my cheek for some of my cookies and milk. So listen, that's what I like. I like a pretty man because I'm a different type of woman, you know. And usually light-skinned men like dark-skinned women. Now, if you're trying to holler at me and take me to Red Lobster, and I'm the type of woman, I got credit cards too. I got money too. I will treat if you between checks. I think that's what we need to start doing as women.
It ain't tricking if you got it.
That's right. That's right. It ain't tricking if you got it. And sometimes I want men to... we still giving away money at the end of the show, speaking of dudes.
Look at that.
If dudes walk across the stage and they get the crowd on their side at the end of every show, we giving away money. You know, it's my money.
Get that rent
but
paid.
I want to... Say it again, babe.
Get that rent paid. I'm telling the men of Kansas City.
Yes, come holler at me. I tip it. I lay some money on the dresser. You know, it's not like boomerang, like you did your thing and I left the money. I'm a blessing. You remember Blank with me? You know, I got it at the beginning where he said he reaping the blessings. Mm-hmm. You know, because stacking the benefits. I'm that person. I'm a benefactor. If you going to college, I help you get some of that book money. If you out there making pies, I help you move that knowledge to something legitimate. If the Kennedys can be bootleggers, you can be anything you want out here making these pies. I don't care what race you are. Okay, what you want to say?
So one thing that you, we're going to close with this. One thing that you said at your show when D and I was there last year, you're talking about people struggling with transgender people.
Yeah.
And the thing that you said was, that's not our battle. That's something that they need to face privately with God. And I feel like you really gave people a different perspective when you said that, because some people still struggle to this day with trying to accept, you know, different people from different walks of life with different lifestyles. So,
well, see, to me, I look at it like this. If, and now, and I'm not anti-trend, and I still talk about that in my show. You will hear those jokes again. You will hear my position on homosexuality. You will hear my position on abortion. That's a small part of my show because I think we're exhausted in the discussion. Black people are conservative. People of color are conservative. But we just don't want people treated the way we were treated. So I will fight for your right. When you say I can't use the bathroom, I think that need to be a discussion. But also it should be a discussion on what my children's decisions are going to be. Why am I phobic just because I want to talk about something as an American? And just because I'm pro-me don't mean I'm anti-you. And I think that now with everything that's going on, I think we as the community, everybody in the community, we need to get out of our meetings, we need to get out of our churches and get back into the community. Children cannot learn when they're hungry, so I want to be at the table to help get food in people's bellies so they can learn and they can work. And all the things that are being cut, let's come together as a community, as a nation, and look out for our fellow man. I'm not anti-trans. I just believe that that's 1% of the population. And now the Democratic Party seems to be arguing for that. But they put out some really wild, campaign stuff on Kamala, right? They put out some wild campaign stuff on Kamala. And then I believe that everybody looked at that and went, does she care about all of us or does she just care about 1% of the population? And then look at the videos where we going up, we as women, born women, I'm not anti-nobody. I'm just saying, listen, I will fight for your right to live free as American because I was in the Air Force Reserve. But that doesn't mean I agree with everything that's going on. And that's how I feel Trump is winning. Because he's taking a little bit of what we agree with and blowing it out of proportion.
Look, not only are you going to laugh and your belly going to ache, but you're going to get some real talk, too, when you go see Sheryl Underwood at the Funny Bone. Get them tickets right now at funnybonekc.com up in Zona Rosa. How many shows you got this weekend?
I think I got four right now. I got two on Friday, two on Saturday. But also, I want people to know, if you saved, if you one of my relatives out in Bonner Springs, if you say, don't come to this show. This is a lot of sexual material, a lot of curses. Say it again, babe.
I was saying disclaimer.
Yeah, because I got gospel content that I'm licensing to churches and community organizations. That's why I need to sell out this show. I take my money and I repurpose my money for scholarships for kids, for content. If Tyler Perry can make content, why can't the neighborhood church make content to fund the ministry, right? Or the mission of the organization? So I'm doing a lot with a little. But if everybody was to join me, we can truly make America better. So anything you want to talk to me about, matter of fact, can I call in, especially when we get ready for these midterm elections and we looking at who we gonna put in the House and the Senate and then who we gonna put in the presidency, because I think we got some good people. Gavin Newsom and Shapiro need to get ready to go up against Mascara, J.D. Vance and somebody else in the Republican Party. I want to ask, what kind of eyeliner are you using, Vance? Because you better than Maybelline. You better than CoverGirl.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Yes. Yes.
Look,
yes.
Always an honor and pleasure having you on the show.
Yes.
Can't wait to see you this weekend. Tear it up like you always do. Miss Sheryl Underwood, thank you so much for joining us on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Have a good one. Be a blessing.
All right, and get them little Yachty winning tickets over here. Get that winning hand. 1,000 stacks, you can't tell the difference.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Okay, darling. Y'all like it?
Yes, of course.
Okay, and let me know if y'all ever need me to like do something when I'm not working and then call in to wait. Oh, absolutely. Ain't Puffy getting finished tomorrow?
Uh-oh. D, you got the tea?
I have to triple check. I know that they trying to give him 11 years, but I got to follow up on that timeline.
She got to check her sources.
Yeah.
Yeah, I talk a little bit about that. They didn't charge him with domestic violence.
Mm-mm. You know, just charged him for prostitution.
Absolutely. But, hey, listen, we could call it, chop it up once to say it, because I think everybody think, oh, they doing him wrong. No, no, you went too far. You went too far.
Yeah.
You ain't wrong. You went too far. Yeah, you and I talk about that in my show too. How he went too far, but if he get off of it, free R. Kelly. What the fuck?
Uh oh, yeah. Chi-Town's finest.
Yes, hey, listen, I'm still stepping in the name of love. Oh, Lord.
Thank you, Ms. Underwood. We'll holler at you. Have a good one.
Okay, we'll holler. Okay, bye bye. Bye bye.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
7:24 on your time. It's a high of 91. Currently, it's only 65 with fair skies at East High School. Killer Mike is issuing a sincere apology to Steph Curry and Ayesha Curry after he was online commenting on a video that was criticizing Ayesha.
Steph Curry, Ayesha Curry, I apologize for my statement being misconstrued. I was just stoned up trying to make a joke out of it. What's under it? It wasn't my damn business, like my wife said. Steph did something that all us brothers with women should do, and that's stand up and defend your woman. No matter if somebody step on a foot, no matter if they did it or not, man, check and say, hey, man, you didn't say excuse me. So let me say again, Ayesha, Steph, excuse me. I apologize deeply.
Okay, so it wasn't misconstrued then.
That's what I was saying. Do not start off an apology saying it was misconstrued. You said what you said.
Right.
Facts. Stand on business and just say you should have just led with the my wife told me what I knew all along, which is to mind my business.
How you doing?
That's just that on that. Glorilla.
I know that's right, D.
Thank you. Clock it, clock it. You know I'm doing the little fingers. If you know, you know. All right, so Glorilla. We've talked about her a couple different times, but the latest reason she was in the headlines on an arrest drug charge that came after her home was broken into with more than $700,000 worth of items stolen. Now, at the time, she was not even in the home. Her legal team is now conducting its own investigation and seeking justice, but here's Glorilla sitting down discussing some of it.
Me and my brother and sister, we were victims in this situation, but somehow they're trying to paint us out to be suspects, and I just feel like that's all the way wrong.
Yeah, take them to the bank. Handle that business. And they said that they're moving very slow on even finding the suspects who took things from her. Wow. Her home, while she was away, she was currently at a WNBA game. I think it was an All-Star Weekend performing. So, I'll be interested to see how that goes.
Yo, this would be the one them called Tech Nine. And when I'm at home, I'm up hustling and shining in the morning, baby, on Hot 103 Jams.
Hustle and Shine in the Morning has teamed up with J.E. Dunn to celebrate and recognize the real MVPs in our community. Individuals who embody the spirit of community outreach and positive change in KC.
Today, we are spotlighting this week's Hustle Hard, Shine Bright nominees.
Valerie Graham nominates G Style Cuts, saying he's a child of God first, a father, and a son. He owns and operates his barbershop and has been nominated for the KCPC Awards and has won. He's an excellent leader in his community. He talks and mentors young men, teaching them how to groom themselves, and he continues to offer free haircuts to the community. Valerie writes, what makes her nominate him is him being completely changed in his life and is a walking example of God. Valerie adds that she is extremely proud of this gentleman.
Our second nominee this week comes from Carla Ross. She nominated Renita Cochran. She tapped in and said, it is with great pride and admiration that I nominate my niece, Renita Cochran, for recognition of her extraordinary generosity and dedication to helping others. For more than 10 years, Renita has devoted herself to bringing joy and hope to women and children living in domestic violence shelters during the holiday season. Every Christmas, she personally purchases and donates toys, gifts, and essential items to ensure that families in these shelters feel remembered, supported, and celebrated. What makes her efforts especially remarkable is that she has never sought any donations or assistance from others. Instead, she uses her own income to fund this tradition year after year. I wholeheartedly believe Renita deserves this nomination. Her unwavering dedication to uplifting others year after year truly embodies the spirit of giving.
So cousin, go to KPRS.com and nominate your community MVP, a person who deserves to be recognized on the Hustle Hard, Shine Bright Community Spotlight.
One community nominee will win a $250 gift card Friday, October 31st at 7:52 a.m.
Brought to you by J.E. Dunn, building authentic partnerships, and enriching lives through inspired people and places.
And of course, the station celebrating 75 years in Kansas City. Hot 103 Jams.
It's your boy, Funny Marco, a.k.a. Marco, and I'm hustling, shining in the morning. Make sure y'all tap in. Let's get it.
Get in the booth, D. Come on. All right. Let's go. Yeah.
It's the weekend. I'm feeling great. I'm so happy it's the weekend.
Me too,
man. Let me get my Shay Lyric Rob Lowe to start back. Hold
on. Come on, come on.
Get up and get out. It's Friday. Check or deposit. Uh-huh. You just got paid. Hustle shine in the morning always.
Uh-huh.
Get outside, cousin. I better see you today.
Yeah, it all starts tonight. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
As Marcel, the Undertaker, Reed. And them Lee Summit North Broncos. Big game tonight as they take on the Blue Spring South Jaguars. Number 71, Marcel Reed, the Undertaker. Get your shovel out because he's going to put somebody in the dirt. Man, he's been balling out this year. I can't wait. Big game, though, man. Let's get back to it, though, D.
Yeah, and then I heard NBA legend John Sally is going to be in the town tonight at Urban Kansas City. That's going to be dope.
Yeah, man, they're talking about the vegan lifestyle. So go celebrate plant power living with Elevated Bites. It's going out 6 to 8 p.m. at Urban Kansas City, D.
Yeah, shout out to our auntie Cheryl Underwood. She going to be at the Funny Bone Comedy Club. You heard her already on Hustle and Shine in the morning. You see what she looking for. So if you try to get back tonight, speaking for the men, tonight you might be the prize at the Funny Bone.
Acting the fool.
Man, and shout out to Camp Choice KC Swine sliding into Saturday. They're having a Black Business Showcase that's going down. Then all weekend long, KC Blues and Jazz. Jazz Fest, so that's definitely gonna be dope.
Yeah, that's sexy right there.
Yeah, shout out to Run It Black KC.
Hey,
8 p.m. tomorrow. You trying to get your run on? Well, link up with him at Ruby Jean's Juicery. Big shout out to Jazz Food Journey. She's always posting certain things that's happening in the community too. So
that's
she always keep her ear to the streets.
Yeah, you got the Hoop for Help basketball clinic too, D.
You know, I might need to slide over there and put on a show. Hey. Nah, I'm just playing. But shout out to Hoop for Help. That's definitely going to be an amazing event. And I think there's another other on Sunday. There's a walk event.
Ooh-wee, Sunday morning. I'm getting up early. Hustle and shine early. For the Kansas City Zero Prostate Cancer Run Walk event. This is going to be a great event. I can't wait. I'm DJing that joint, man.
Oh, nice. That's going to be fun. And, of course, quick reminder, cousins, while you used to the Chiefs playing on Sunday, they will be playing Monday Night Football.
Hey.
So make sure you figure out your plans for the weekend leading into that Monday night. And, of course, like we say each and every week, please don't be an idiot.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:25 on your time, high of 89, currently 65 with sunny skies down 40 Highway and Blue Ridge. Rapper Slip Thug says he doesn't necessarily experience racism because he's his own boss.
If anybody racist, I just kind of think they're a little alpha. But outside of that, let's say as a Black person who deal with racism, one way I deal with it is, well, I don't deal with it, actually. I don't deal with it a lot. It don't offend me a lot because I don't work for nobody. I don't work for, I own what I do. I'm my own boss, so I don't have to deal with racist people trying to hold me back. That's one way you can do it. Be your own boss.
Okay. This is unrealistic and dumb. Like, at some point, at some time, you're just going to have to confront that situation in your life. That's just the way it is in America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's so much to unpack. So we could definitely dive deeper. I think this is reckless of him to say.
He said racist.
Woot dee doo.
That's what he said. Be a boss.
Woot dee doo.
That's all you got to do. And to him, you won't, you know, experience any type of racism. But, you know, it's so much we can unpack there.
Mm-hmm.
Diddy, his sentencing is happening right now we speak.
Oh, no.
No new news, of course, as of yet. But this is following his arrest back in September of last year. He is facing up to 10 years in prison for each count of transportation to engage in prostitution. Federal prosecutors argue Combs deserves at least 11 years in prison. And, of course, Combs' lawyer have asked for a sentence of no more than 14 months. And, of course, asking for time served because he's been in there for about 12 months. So I'm sure in the next hour or two we should hear an actual sentencing for Diddy. But as of right now, they are sitting in court. report, and I did read, according to ABC News, that he should be speaking as well, like on his behalf, to, of course, get that lighter sentence. So
if that breaks, y'all know we're going to break into that and give it to you raw.
Oh, yikes.
Breaking news on Hustle and Shine.
Yikes, no diddy.
And it's juicy.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Libra season. Happy birthday to those fair-minded, diplomatic, and beautiful Libras, inside and out.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
Happy birthday to rapper ASAP Rocky. Send it over a big happy birthday to singer, songwriter, India Irie. A happy birthday to actress Tessa Thompson. Sending over some birthday love to entrepreneur, rapper, and activist Talib Kweli. And last but not least, sending over a major happy birthday to civil rights activist, minister, talk show host, and a politician who has been a part of some major movements in this country. A big happy birthday to Al Sharpton.
Okay, D, let's take it to the crib and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday to Kimberly Scroggin Bush, DeJay Douglas, and Janelle Hutto. Happy birthday to Jamonica Pirro, Rachel Ursary, and Rachel Howe. Sending birthday love to Stephen Barnett, Barbara Adams, and Richard Deshay. Plus a big special happy birthday to my man Eric Wesson. And another special Hustle and Shine happy birthday to Walt Lee, Dundilla the Pauper. And everybody else born on October 3rd. Happy birthday, Libra. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play
What's the Name of the Show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This is Keisha.
Hey, Keisha. What you doing?
I'm working.
Get to that money, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. What's your check engine light looking like, though?
It's not on yet.
Yeah.
Why you say yeah? You expected it?
Gotta prepare yourself.
I gotta be prepared. You never know what might happen.
Yeah, I get it, cousin. All right, we got two tickets to send you to the R&B Southern Soul Fest, Anthony Hamilton, October, London, 803 Fresh, and possibly you will be in attendance, but you gotta finish these lyrics with some passion. You ready for that?
I'm ready.
Maybe I'll take the flight out tonight, and you can pick me up about eight. I don't know what airline, girl, but I know we won't be late, cause they tell.
It never rains in Southern California. And they tell me it never rains in Southern California.
Okay. Yeah.
There you go. There you go. All right, cousin, you getting that hookup for those two tickets to go see Anthony Hamilton, October, London, and 803 Fresh at that R&B Southern Soul Fest. And your name is now qualified for that $1,000 in free fall cash. Who you taking with you to the concert?
It'll probably be my old man.
You better. You want them nails done, don't you?
Yeah, everything.
Hey. Hello.
All right, cousin, go ahead and tell the town what morning show is getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine.
Making that real money.